Sleep well, little children, wherever you are. Tomorrow is Christmas beneath every star. Soon the snowflakes will fall, and tomorrow you'll see every wish.
It's a busy place these days. The finishing touches to all the toys must be completed in time for Santa. His workshop is bustling with activity. Planes and trucks and dolls of every size and description can be found scattered about. There are many toys to wrap, plenty of toys to pack for Santa's big night. It's a busy but very exciting time for everyone. But Santa's mailbag is almost empty now. There are only a few more letters to read and only a few more orders to fill. Say, why don't we take a peek inside Santa's mailbag tonight? Oh, I don't think he'd mind. I mean, you've been good all year, haven't you? Well, that's good. Now, shh, be very quiet. You don't want to disturb Santa. You know, he's a very busy man these days. The fire's nice and warm, the hot chocolate tastes good, and it's a good night to catch up on some last-minute reading. Come on, let's listen in. He might even be reading your letter.
Let me see what we have here. Ah, here's one. And the mailbag's almost empty, by the way, so we'll have everything all ready for you. It says here, I've been trying to be a very good boy this year. I hope you like the cookies and milk, but Mommy and Daddy said I couldn't have any hay for your reindeer. Well, I think the reindeer will survive without it. And although my sister picks on me, I still haven't hit her. And I hope Mrs. Claus and all the elves have a Merry Christmas. And it goes on to say here, please bring me a fire truck, a red bicycle, a race car, a football, a basketball, a catcher's mitt, a pinball machine, and Lincoln Logs and a complete camping outfit. Love, Johnny. Oh, and then it's got a P.S. here. It says, be careful, don't fall off any roofs. Well, we'll do our best, Johnny. And I haven't slipped off a roof since I don't know when. Now, let's see what else I have here. Oh, yes, here's one. Oh, this chocolate's cold, by the way. Mother! Mother! Mrs. Claus! Some more hot chocolate, please. Well, here it says, Dear Santa, I have been a perfect little angel this year. I can't remember being bad even once. Well, so I hope I get a lot of toys from you. Now, first of all, I'd like to have a pony, a giant box of cranes, a motorized skateboard, one that goes all by itself, I guess. A doll that doesn't go to the bathroom, a doll house with furniture, a baby buggy, a sled, and free passes to Disneyland. Don't let me down, Santa. I'm counting on you, your friend Marilyn. Oh, and P.S., it says here, make sure there are batteries for everything. Well, these children are really something. I think there's one more at the bottom of the old sack, but... thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mrs. Claus. We'll take a little more of that hot chocolate right now.
Christmas letters to Santa. They come from all children. Some are happy. Some, unfortunately, not. From the hearts of these children, they ask not for themselves, but for others.
Let me see. Dear Santa, this is the first time I ever had to write you. I needed someone to talk to. I really don't need any presents from you this year. But I would like one gift. You see, I learned something the other day. I learned that there are children in this world who don't have shiny red bicycles, or dollhouses, or trucks, or even a home to keep them in. I ask you, Santa Claus, not for presents to be found under my Christmas tree, but maybe I can exchange them for something else. And I'll make you a deal. Now, you must know where those other children live. So bring them my presents instead, and plan on making a trip to see them every Christmas. For me, just the thought of giving or making someone else happy is the only gift I need. Thanks, Santa. Love, Patty. Well, young lady, what a beautiful letter. And I'll tell you something. We'll make sure you have the best Christmas ever. And thank you, Patty. Thanking you for making all of us realize the true spirit of Christmas.
Sleep well, little children.